Pamela or Yvette, would you mind doing a roll call, please?
Sure, Jennifer, I'll go ahead and do that one. Hi, everyone. This is Yvette in the room. Welcome to the SSR2 plenary call on March 18th, 1400 UTC. We'd like to remind you this meeting is being recorded, so please state your name before you do your comments. Joining us for today's call from SSR2 is Eric, Alan, Danko, Kaveh, Loreen, Russ, and I believe somebody else just joined us.
Casey.
Hi, welcome. Okay. From ICANN org staff, we have Pamela, Jennifer, Steve Conti, and myself, Yvette. We also have our technical writer, Heather, as well. And welcome, Zarko, from SSR2. He just joined us as well. If anybody has any questions on the expected standards for behavior or anti-harassment policy, we can post those in the chat as well. I believe that's it for me. We don't have any observers or anything else. So I think that's it for me. So Russ, I will go ahead and turn the call back over to you.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to make sure that everyone saw the cancellation of the face-to-face meeting in April. I don't think it's coming as a surprise to anyone, given all the travel restrictions and other things going on. We did not pick an alternate date to doodle for. We want to see when travel for all of us will be safe. And when we start getting a window where that might be true, we will set up a doodle to pick a time to do the face-to-face. In the meantime, we thought we would continue to go through the document and resolve as many of the comments that we have. Next on deck is the public comment. We'll close toward the end of this month, and then we will start dealing with those. Hopefully, we will be able to do that for in a more expeditious way than we have been dealing with these. We'll just have to see what those comments bring. So thank you to Naveed. I don't think he's actually on the call, but on the call last time, he took the action to rewrite the findings related to recommendation 4. And he did that, and he put it in the document. And I know I had some comments on it. Maybe others did too. But I think that's probably the place to start to resolve the that open issue from last time. So I'm trying to find what page it's on.
27.
Yes, that begins at the top of page 27. So if we could put that up in the Zoom screen. Others don't have it up on their own screens. So I think deleting the text that was there does resolve a bunch of the comments, but let's take a look at his new text and please let us know if there's any concerns. Lauren, was your comment in there about the original text or the new text?
Hi, Russ. This is Lauren. I believe old text. I cannot see the comment right now. So
it was the old text.
Okay.
Lauren made his comment on February 24th. The new text was added March 10th.
Okay, thank you. Then I guess my comment, which was, can we combine section 4.4 or the part of the recommendation 4.4 and 4.5? They seem to overlap quite a bit.
Russ, this is Heather. I'm unclear as to what you want to merge, because what you just said doesn't quite match what your comment said.
Okay, then let me find, there's so many comments here, it's finding which ones line
just,
up.
If you click on what's highlighted, the comment will move to be next to it.
Ah, can we merge?
Can we merge 4.4 with 4.2?
Yeah.
And then with 4.5, can you merge that with 4.3? So I don't think you wanted to merge 4.4 and 4.5. I think you wanted to merge those up into the other recommendations.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
There just seems to be quite a bit of overlap there.
If there's no objections, I can take it as an action item to do that. This is Heather.
I'm not hearing any objections, but Naveed isn't here either. Could you do that in suggest mode so that we could put it back if when he sees it, he has a concern?
Of course.
All right, thank you. But there's a bunch of comments here that can be marked as resolved. Okay, moving on. I think that brings us to Workstream 2. I can't remember how far we got into this.
This is Heather. I think since we stopped at SSR2 recommendation 4 on the 3-hour call, I think that we're actually at recommendation 5, with the first comment being from Lauren, who wondered about the impact of this recommendation. There's also a long-term action item about potentially merging this into the Workstream 2 recommendation on risk management, and that was assigned to Boban.
So, Lauren, can you talk to, seems to me the team was pretty strong on there being a C-level position here. I do understand the reason for the merging, because we want the C-level person to be responsible for the risk management and the other activities we talk about in Section 6.
Yeah, so this is Lauren. Yes, going back to this, we do have a lot of work on risk. And essentially, there is this one, Reg 5, which relates to SSR 1 Recommendation 27, where essentially I was thinking about, well, A, is this better served in moving where all this other stuff is? And just kind of make a note here to say, yes, we took this in. We'll talk about it later, just from a a structure and logic perspective. The other issue I see is, so going back to my comment from February 24, is that we actually said the 15-16 was okay. So right now this is so high level that I'm not sure what I would do with it, right? So because essentially, risk management framework should be centralized, okay, that, you know, sounds good. You could argue that it's already happening. The articulation, I think KC has mentioned that, well, to what extent this is actually possible and should be done is a good question. Essentially, my feeling with this one is this all sounds good. There's nothing wrong with it, but we're lacking what needs to change materially, like really, like what is wrong with it? What do they need to fix? And that doesn't come out of this text, at least not for me. This is where my comment is stemming from. And I think KC had another one on February 3rd, where she also said, like, yeah, what is missing? What are we saying needs to really fundamentally change?
So, Lauren, I'm just trying to understand. Are you saying that we say all of that later when we talk about it in Workstream 2, and therefore this should just be merged? Or are you saying something else?
So I'm saying, A, what is in here should be merged, in my opinion, yes. And the number two is that essentially I feel it's a bit too wishy-washy. The thing is, if I was to take this, right, I am now on staff and I get this recommendation to implement, what do I do? It is in no way smart to come back to my typical criticism. Like, I don't know what I should do. I mean,
It's Casey, especially since the last paragraph of this recommendation seems to contradict it. It says risk management activities, including the framework and the SSR report as assessed by the team, were comprehensive and appropriate. If that's the case, why is there anything in here?
Yeah, so this is exactly, sorry, Casey, I hope you were done.
No, go, yeah.
Why I said in the beginning as well, like we said 15-16 was okay. So what's our problem?
So what I hear is Casey arguing is we should even have said that recommendation 27 was fully implemented.
This does leak into where Russ had just started with Workstream 2, because in Workstream 2, we say we need a C-suite, and that's more or less centralizing something about security, which is what we say here, that risk management should be centralized and strategically coordinated, which I don't think I disagree with, but to the extent that there's a rationale for that recommendation, it is down below in Workstream 2, where Russ alluded to that maybe we should be folding this in. I think when we get to that in a few minutes, hopefully, we have the same issue really, which is we haven't concretely identified the problem. Well, we have sort of identified the problem that we're trying to solve there. We have said that there's some aspect of security that's managed on this side of the org, and there's some aspect that's managed on this side, and centralization would be good. We sort of say it's hard to do all this in a decentralized manner. But we haven't really pointed to a problem that. And maybe that's hard because maybe some of us learned it under NDA or something, but we haven't really pointed out a harm that is happening because ICANN has chosen to do it another way. So I think that is the same issue with here. What is the harm that has happened? What is the problem that we're trying to address by saying the risk management framework should be centralized? If it's part of the same thing that the reason we're saying there needs to be a C-suite, a CSO, yes, folded in. Whether that means the SSR1 wasn't done enough, I'd have to go back and look at the spreadsheet someone filled in to say what is the gap between now and what we would consider being done. But yeah, it's definitely not clear from this text.
Yeah, KC, the spreadsheet says see recommendation 5.
Yeah, okay, great.
Sorry, I just didn't want you to waste your time.
Thanks for saving me time, Russ.
Yeah.
Down, this is Eric. Down below, this thing references, look at our discussion on SSR 1 recommendation 27. I'll note that that begins on page 118. And what the discussion there seems to outline is that something is in place, but to meet the implementation of the recommendation, there's a lack of specificity or something like that. So I think maybe this conversation should dovetail around whether that description makes sense, and then whether it does or it doesn't, then this discussion up above should be updated to match what's down below. Because down below, basically, it's saying, yeah, it's done, but it says specific guidance regarding the additional action, blah, 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 the review, still relevant, but it was difficult to assess whether this recommendation has been fully implemented, basically because of the language. So I think, you know, if we want to try and find harmony in what we were trying to get at, it's probably important to look down at page 118.
Thanks, Eric. This is Lauren. So this is what I did as well. Scroll down. So, and as you said, right, it's a lot about, okay, look, there is no proper definition from SSR1, et cetera, et cetera. So my proposal would be we fold this into the CISO and say, this is the person who should be responsible for this and who should, as you do in this space, develop a proper system, a framework, and centralize it, because I think that is actionable in that hire this person, put risk management for security under this person, and then implement it according to appropriate practices, standards, etc. So I think that would be much better than this like really long, unclear recommendation, because that can be put in like a sentence. That's what I would say we do.
So Lauren has proposed essentially merging recommendation 5 and 6. It's unclear to me what you're proposing we say about SSR 1 recommendation 27 in that, but go ahead.
I would just say we just make a note of some sort where we say we identified a problem here, we addressed this problem elsewhere. Something along those lines, because now, again, so
what I've tried to do here is to make sure we don't have that kind of fuzziness, because what the table now says either what needs to be done to go from where we are to fully implemented, or it says it's subsumed by one of the SSR2 recommendations. And so I'm looking for one of those two things.
It would be subsumed, I would say.
Okay, so you would basically say SSR 1, recommendation 27, is subsumed by the merger of 5 and 6.
I think yes. I think that is what I'm saying. Let me see. What is 6? 6 is a CISO, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. Done. That's what I would say.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And again, the more recommendations we can merge into something that gets outsourced to some security firm that does this sort of security strategic planning for ICANN, and we want to say metrics of success of that exercise would include, we believe, centralization of CISO, strategic plan with actual metrics, timeline, da-da-da-da. But get it out of it, that it's something that is SSR2's responsibility to fully flesh out. Because we can't.
Because, yeah. Okay, does anyone have concerns with the approach that has just been articulated by Lauren?
Hi, this is Carrie. I have just one. Just a caution that with the mergers and shifting, the logic flow of how the recommendations were before would shift a little bit. So
yes,
I don't
would.
Know who would, so I just want to make sure that in doing these shifts, if we're going to do a second pass over to make sure that logically the recommendations now flow one into the other, or if we want to now think about what is the connectors between the merges that we've done, because the preamble would change, the context would change, and it would affect the other recommendations that had SSR1 linkages. If we do this kind of change, so the logic when someone reads the entire document would be shifted as well. So my caution would be that while we're trying to consolidate, just keep in mind the overall frame that we kind of came up with in making sure that persons understand that we address SSR1, we have some linkages with SSR2, we have a table that tells you how to complete SSR1. These are further recommendations just to strengthen the positions that we found lacking based on our own assessment. So just trying to ensure that as we shift and merge and try to consolidate that, that is captured, and whoever is doing that, just to make sure that we've assigned someone, a group of someone, to make sure that's done.
I think that is an important thing to remember. It really is about readability. But I think we have to get the content down, and then if we end up reorganizing to deliver that content, so be it. Although Heather will pull all her hair out. But at any rate, Lauren, are you willing to write the merger?
Yes.
Okay. Jennifer, that's the first big action item.
Got it. Thank you, Russ.
Yep. So we skip down to recommendation 7, since Lauren just took an action that will involve rewriting 6. So I believe we're now on page 33. So I see a bunch of adds and deletes from Carrie. I think those were just to make it more readable. And then we get to a comment from Lauren, why not contracted parties? I can't quite figure out what text he's pointing to.
He is not sure
back in 6. That's back in 6.
Hi, this is Heather. Russ, you really should just click on the word that's highlighted. Just don't try and track the comments along the sidebar. Just click on the word so that the comment you want is right there.
Okay. So we are then at KC's comment, which objectives, which is part of 7.1. Align strategically against the requirements and objectives of the organization. I think we have a table now that answers that question. But I think the recommendation is actually broader than that, to say that this activity is supposed to be aligned with the strategic plan as it changes over time. This security risk framework should be revisited to make sure it's aligned with that. Am I wrong?
Casey's still waiting for the table. Where's the table that says what objectives?
Oh, that's in a different Google Doc, of course.
I mean, you still...
Heather,
what problem are we trying to solve here?
This one, to if you had the Reader's Digest it, it's we want the risk management to be done in accordance with ISO 31000 and externally audited.
Then why do we need...
I mean, that's to me the high level. There's a lot of words here.
Yeah. I don't understand why this isn't also folded into 5.6, because 5.5 was about risk management framework, wasn't it?
It was.
So, and six would be one thing that might come out of a risk management framework if you went and asked somebody else to for advice on how to do it. So why can't this whole thing be go get a real risk management framework developed by professionals? And do we need all the sub pieces of it? Like, do you not believe that a professional would recommend all these sub pieces? And if we do, then like, let's just outsource this to a professional.
So this one's kind of, there's a whole bunch of meta comments in here. This is Eric. And this is one of those things that we talked about off the recording a couple of times, and I just sort of want to maybe use it as a poster child or a straw man for why iterative consolidation loses signal. We could fold this in under the thing that was talking about, you know, reporting, and we could fold that in under C-suite because that would make sense. And then we could fold the risk management under the C-suite and say anybody who's any good should just figure this out. Like I think sort of paraphrasing what Casey just said, but what prompted a lot of the motivation that prompted this was a very specific instance in which things weren't being handled properly by quote unquote professionals. And so we very much wanted to recommend something very specific because there was a problem that we found and it was a really big one. But as we continuously sort of fold things into each other, the recommendations become more and more diffuse. So, I mean, I just sort of want to, again, just be true to form and sort of say, I think combining recommendations is something we should do very judiciously because while we could say, yeah, at a high enough level, everything's SSR, why don't we just have three recommendations, S, S, and R? And that kind of would defeat the purpose. And I worry that while that sounds really glib, that we're getting closer and closer to that. So this particular recommendation was talking about things that need to happen because we observed that they are not happening this way and that we observed an actual real serious problem as a result. So I'm more than happy to expound further on that, but you know, hopefully like I just sort of put that down for everyone to think about.
So this is Lauren. My proposal would be the following. If we you take number five, get rid of that one, right? Then we put the risk management under the CSO, CISO, whatever person, right? Then Then position responsible for strategical and tactical security, that would move into five, right? So it would be a function of the centralized security person. They can hire someone else, they can do it themselves. That is not, I don't think that is our problem, right? That this person should be qualified, that would go without saying. In the above, I'm happy to also put these two, three words in there. 6-3 would be kind of, so what I'm trying to say is, why don't we do, we put the responsibility for risk into the CISO, and then we just use the next recommendation to be kind of clarifying what this person should do. So that would be
Lauren, I think we already do that. If you read 7.3.3.
Yes,
3,
to some extent, say, yes.
Right, we already say this risk needs to be managed differently than it is.
Yes.
And it needs to report to that C-suite position, but it needs to follow ISO 31000, and it needs to feed the business continuity and disaster recovery, which come later, and the information security management system needs to take advantage of the...
Yes.
And so it's those linkages that we're trying to make recommendations about here.
Yeah. No, so Russ, what I'm trying to talk about is a bit more... I think we just need to kind of pull those together and rethink this story. And I think there's a lot of superfluous text at the moment. This is what I'm trying to say.
all mystery novels have a superfluous fast. So how do we get from where we are to the recommendation 7 that marries well with what you're rewriting for 5-6? I think we have to see what you write before we can have somebody write this one.
Yeah. So I think essentially I made like a quick note in there so that I don't forget it, right? We would want the CISO, CSO, whatever, to be in charge of this kind of function. This should report to this person in some way, shape, or form, right? And then I think we can just say, okay, 7-1 can stay. And then essentially we can cull 2 considerably, I think. 7-3-1 is fine. 7-3-2 is essentially a result of doing 7-3-1. And then I think 7-3-3, I'm not sure if that is relevant because it's like, do they have to appoint a dedicated person? No, they could essentially contract this out to someone and that gets reported to the CSO. So I'm not sure if that one is actually that useful because it limits what they can do.
Well, I think what matters is that the C-suite position has the overall responsibility,
yes,
for risk management, business continuity, and disaster recovery.
Yes,
and is responsible,
exactly,
for implementing the ISMS.
Exactly.
So as long as we say we those things,
that,
I'm comfortable.
Yes, okay. So what I can offer is, let me try to do this. I will take in 7 and do a bit of fiddling around with that one as well. I'll just put it in suggest and we can discuss next week.
Okay, Jennifer. Lauren's going to rewrite 7 as well.
Thank you.
Lauren, make sure the findings jive with what you come up with.
Oh, no, it is mainly cutting and rearranging text, I think. So I
understand. I'm just saying, let's not end up in the situation where we have a recommendation and findings that are about something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Russ, Steve has his hand up.
I'm sorry, I can't see both screens at the same time. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Russ. This is Steve. I just, you know, I think the conversation is healthy, and I think that, you know, that's it's good to work this out. I just want to bring to light to the team that, you know, we are currently in a global crisis, and we are flexing and managing ICANN's risk and ICANN's business continuity. We're on a full travel ban. We're entirely remote at this moment. And yet business is operating as usual. So as you rewrite, I ask that you utilize, God, I hate to say it this way, the opportunity that's taking place right now to observe how ICANN is managing risk and is conducting business as usual and everything else. And please take that into consideration as you rewrite this, because we're actually in a operational phase and not a theoretical phase at this point. And I think it's worth noting. Thank you.
Good point.
I agree that we are in one kind of crisis and it is being managed, and canceling the meeting was absolutely prudent and so on. A different kind of crisis also needs to be part of the business continuity, risk management, disaster recovery, right? I mean, like, you know, a natural disaster that takes out one of the DNSSEC routes or something. You know, one of the 2 facilities where the key is stored, those kinds of things. So, yes, I totally appreciate what you're saying, but we're in one vector of a kind of a crisis, and hopefully we won't see more than one vector executed at the same time. But you're certainly correct. We ought to say something when we're on the end. Maybe, Heather, could you put a place in the findings regarding the business continuity part where we could say make some observations about the COVID-19 handling?
Of course.
Hopefully, we'll be able to write that in hindsight.
Would be nice.
Okay, anything else regarding 7? Yes, it looks like Boban had a question regarding 7.2. Regarding who assesses the success of these measures. Is that in the way we're asking this to be externally audited, is that it? Or is it, the answer should not be SSR3, right? Lauren, do you have an answer for this that would be affected by your rewrite?
Not really. Maybe.
I'm just concerned about the silence.
I just want to say again, this is Eric, that I'm very apprehensive about rewriting this recommendation considering the hefty amount of subtext that went into crafting what's there.
Who do you think should assess whether the measures regarding the risk management are successful or not, and how these measures are assessed? Because if we ever wrote anything about that, I don't recall it.
So 7.2, this is what we're talking about, right?
Just correct. Sure.
Look, so I might be misreading it, but it says ICANN.org should describe relevant measures of success and how these measures are to be assessed. In other words, I think what this is saying is ICANN.org should say, this is what we think is important and this is how we think it should be assessed. I think so. I might be misunderstanding, but if I read that sentence correctly, it's saying there needs to be stated intentions, but that's all it's saying. We're going to do this, and this is how we're going to measure it.
Okay. So you're saying we are recommending self-assessment.
Published policy about what will be assessed. In other words, we're saying you should tell us what you're going to do and how you're going to verify you've done it. I think that's what it's saying. So no, I'm not saying they'll be self-assessed. They might say we're going to be audited, but they're saying we're going to do great justice, and the way we'll define justice is this thing, and the way we'll find out if we've done good justice is we'll ask Judge Judy. And it's sort of like someone can say that that sounds like shenanigans, but at least it's a stated policy on what's going to happen. So I think that's all this is saying. I could be wrong. I'm just sort of reading it real time, but that's what it looks like to me.
So your point is that
result of the assessment, however it's performed, needs to be public. That's your point.
Okay, what I'm saying is sort of like, we are going to follow the following audit framework. We're going to follow the following risk management framework. And in order to ensure that we followed it correctly, we're going to contract with one of the big four auditing firms. That would fulfill that. And, you know, someone else could say, we are going to come up with our own custom way of evaluating whether we've done a good job or not. And we're going to ask a friend of ours to tell us if we did a good job. That would also accomplish this. But the fact that they've stated what they're planning to do, then someone could say, I want to make a public comment, I want to raise a flag, but they've had to state, this is what is going to happen, and this is how we're going to verify we did a good job. This is not telling them how to do it. It's telling them they have to tell us, the community, how they're going to do it. I think this recommendation is specifying that you can't just say we're doing a good job, don't look over here. You have to tell us what you think a good job is and how you're going to verify that you accomplished your good job. You have to tell us, the community. That's what I think this recommendation is saying.
Yeah, so this is fine. I think I agree with Eric on this one as well, where it's, yes, we essentially need some form of, you know how to call it, methodology, baselines. There need to be some kind of reports on this. All of this makes sense. We might be able to make this a little bit clearer and more succinct, but I think the point is there. We just might have to edit the text a little to make clear what we mean here. But we put the burden on org here completely to say, well, define this, tell people what you're doing, and then figure out how you measure against these objectives.
Okay, the next comment comes from KC. And she says, why is this not part of SSR 1 recommendation 9? I don't see a clear difference. Which is the one that calls for information security management systems and security certifications. I didn't think these were the ones to be merged. I thought the ISMS related one came later.
In all cases, it's not clear to me what is the problem that we're trying to solve, and what is it that ICANN is not doing specifically that we want them to do. And I feel like all of this, if we really think there's unprofessional things going on from a security perspective inside ICANN, we should say, go get professional guidance on how to do this, and not pretend that we as a bunch of volunteers can fix the problem.
So, Lauren, and this is really very high level. And I'm not sure if this is actually a solution. I just want to throw it out there. We seem to have a lot of problems with our SSR1 follow-up to our own recommendations. So I am wondering, do the negatives here actually outweigh the benefits? What I'm saying is, it might make sense to look at these again, define the issue areas, then we reorganize the text alongside these issue areas in a logical manner, one after the other, and then we just put the, this is an SSR1 follow-up somewhere as a note instead of trying to rip this apart, because I think this is like half of what we're discussing at least is essentially this duplication of us trying to have these follow-up recommendations and then making new ones about the same issues. And I think this is one big reason why this is disjointed and why we have all these discussions, because the stuff that is logically connected is not in the same spot, because we're trying to have these two extra parts. And I'm not sure if we can change this, if we should change this. I'm just saying, like, this is, I feel this is our key problem right now.
I'm not sure. Do I hear you, Lauren, saying you want to remove all reference to SSR2 recommendations in our set of recommendations?
That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, we have an SSR1 follow-up on, stuff that has to do with risk, for example. And then we have our own recommendation that relates to risk. And what I'm saying is not to remove any of the points, but to change the structure in which we present this to say, oh, okay, we don't do SSR1 risk, then we do something else SSR1, and then we do something on risk SSR2. But we essentially reorganize this so that it flows logically. And we don't go with the current structure where we do SSR1 first completely as the recommendations, and then we build on top, but instead we put it in one. Because I think a lot of our problems are currently that there is this duplication and this logical disjoint, because we're talking about X, then we're talking about Y, and then we're talking about X again.
So this is Heather. I wonder if it would be helpful if perhaps, Lauren, you and I had a separate call and just came up with an example, outline what this would look like so that people could see it and react to it.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to do that, Heather. I'm working from home now, so.
Who isn't?
Yeah. But
all right, I'll coordinate with you.
Thank you. All I'm trying to say is maybe if we fix this, we might be able to get rid of a lot of the discussions we're having, because they're all about structure and linking stuff up.
It's Casey. One, I've been asking for that for 2.5 months, so I'm very happy if someone else.
I'm aware.
And then it suddenly becomes a good idea because someone else asked for it. That's fantastic as far as I'm concerned. So yes, please go off and do that. Two, though, I wouldn't say that's our main, I think it would do a huge amount to address the incoherence that I currently find in this document. But the other big problem here is the SMART thing that Lauren keeps harping on, that every single one of these recommendations needs to, one, identify the problem that is trying to solve. And if we cannot talk about the problem because of some sensitivity of security information, we have to come clean about the fact that there is a problem that we cannot talk about. I don't think that's the case. I think we ought to be real careful if that's the case. And if so, then really outsource it to a professional security organization. But if it's not the case, then we should identify what is the problem that we're trying to solve. And we often do not do that. And that's separate from, but I think it is another big problem of the document, the fact that we just duplicate things everywhere between SSR1 assessments and SSR2s. So I'm fully in favor of Heather's suggestion.
So Casey, in the spirit of what Heather and Lauren just said, I'm happy to have a side conversation with you and explain the substance behind this, a lot of this recommendation. And in fact, the footnote at the bottom makes reference to the meeting that spawned this. And, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm happy to have that conversation with you. We can have it like later today if you'd like. But the directions in these recommendations are saying, it's not us saying what you should do. It's us saying that you should do something different than what you've done before, in the sense, or you should do these things, which we happen to note is different than what's been done before, because we saw something that was a real big problem. So maybe they don't do a good job, but I'd like to at least give you full context. So I'm happy to have that separate conversation.
Just remember,
thanks, Eric.
SSR 3, if such a thing exists, because ATRD is voting to kill all of SSR reviews until further notice, but if SSR 3 ever exists, they have to not only figure out was this recommendation implemented, but was it effective? And so we need to say, what is the problem that it's trying to solve? So they can decide, did it solve that problem? And then we also need the metric of, or not, maybe not a metric, but at least some identification of, how do we know the recommendation was implemented in the first place, much less effective?
Yeah, this is Lauren again. Thank you, Eric. And so just to reiterate, right, like what I was talking about last for like 2 minutes, I'm not talking about taking anything of substance out. What I'm talking about is move this stuff around so it's logically coherent. And then if there is stuff where we can remove unnecessary duplication, we can do that. But definitely no, this had nothing to do with substance or the specific recommendation. It was just, I came to this, to saying this again, because I really feel it's becoming very obvious that we have this problem.
Okay, we only have 5 minutes left. Given this discussion, I find it hard to believe we could get through 8 in that amount of time. So I will ask, is there any other business?
But Russ, we could delegate 8 to Lauren and Heather.
We delegated the whole outline to see if they could come up with a better one. Oh. That seems like enough.
We got through a lot this call.
We did. So, is there any other business? All right. Then I think we'll give you 5 minutes back.
Thank you all. Have a
be safe.
Good work from home day. Be safe. Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.